Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
When they married, they were billed as a couple who could bring the British royal family into the 21st century, but their dramatic decision to resign as royals has shone an uncomfortable spotlight on race and racism in Britain. On Sunday, former Duke and Duchess of Sussex, or Harry and Meghan to you and me, will open up to US chat show legend Oprah Winfrey. We're joined now by the Chicago-born, UK-based playwright and commentator Bonnie Greer to look ahead to the interview that's to be broadcast this weekend. Bonnie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
I don't know if the sniping between the palace and Meghan Markle is at Trump versus CNN levels yet. But the interview is something to behold by all accounts. Do you think it's the palace especially is playing a dangerous game here?
Well, I think this is something that's out of their league, to be honest with you. They probably don't know what to do with this. Of course, this was all created by the British tabloids. So these poor people have now found themselves carrying the bag. And Meghan's already defeated one of them, one of these tabs. So the palace has got to actually, I guess, face this. This is not something they're used to doing. Mm-hmm. And they're flailing. It's sort of sad to see, actually. They should just be quiet.
Tell me, who do you think, who's to blame for Harry and Meghan's exit? Is it Harry, who never seemed really comfortable with the spotlight, or is it the royal family? Is it Buckingham Palace?
It's the press. You know, I think one thing about living in the United Kingdom as an American is it's just how shocking the press can be, and the fact that people pay so much attention to it. I mean, there's some fine journalists in the United Kingdom, but I mean, the attraction to the newspapers is really. So I think Meghan probably was shocked that they actually held so much and hold so much sway over people's public opinion. I mean, the people who care? I mean, there's some sort of YouGov or something that's out now where most people in the United Kingdom don't really care about this. And that's probably a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you think racism plays into all of this and how Meghan Markle has been treated?
Yeah, I mean, people probably would be very angry to think that they were, but it was unconscious. Some of it was deliberate. She's from the United States and from L.A. on top of it, since you mentioned I was born in Chicago. And the fact is, you know, these people, L.A. people especially, they're very open. They're very out here determined to do stuff, you know, because they come from all this sun and there's the ocean. And then suddenly to come to this island where everything, people are supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, seriously, it may sound flimsy, but actually it was probably a big shock. And, you know, when people, you know, I've been in situations where people have said, well, Bonnie, that's a very good idea, but it's not, you know, it's not what we do or it's not done. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to an American.
And Bonnie, are you telling me that the open, ambitious person from LA found it difficult to live with the damn conservative culture of the palace?
Well, not exactly, but, you know, It must have been, you know, when the lights were gone and everything. It must have been shocking to her, to be honest with you. I mean, I can see Meghan, you know, with the staff after the, you know, all the public are gone, turning around and say, "Okay, guys, you know, tell me about you." And you know, they probably thought she was bullying them, you know. So it's no, seriously, honestly, I think it's down to things like that.
Well, Bonnie, the allegations of bullying are being taken very, very seriously.
And they should be. And they should be, because it's about the workplace, and they absolutely should be. But I bet it's something to an American as small as something that an American would consider small in terms of, well, I'd like you to fold my sheets this way. Don't fold them that way. Mm-hmm. And people might take it the wrong way. It has to be investigated. And I'm not saying it's not. But the sort of culture clash, you know, we all have the same language base, but we, you know, we all speak English, but we don't all speak the same language.
Yeah.
And none of that is, I don't see any press, very little,
on
that's
that
taken into account. that she was dropped in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we did talk about that, I think, at the Biden inauguration, that we speak the same language, all right, but it's a very different culture between, let's say, the UK or even Ireland and the USA.
Absolutely.
How much of the problem, Bonnie, if this is the problem, how much of it for the press and the media in the UK, in your opinion, is that Meghan is not Kate?
You know, I don't know. You know, I really, to be honest with you, I don't pay a lot of attention to that. And to be honest with you, I think everybody in the UK at the beginning was so enthusiastic. It was very touching to see. I mean, people were very excited about the possibility of her and Harry being in the royal family. I think everybody was. But you see, the problem is the British tabloid press, they can't. I mean, part of the reason they exist is to sort of stir. And they just kept doing that. And of course, we have some elements of breakfast television. I call them pancakes, who just also, you know, have to do the same thing. And I think she just probably thought, hey, I don't have to deal with this. Mm. And she's out of here. Well, also, I do think, you know, Harry, to be honest with you, I remember watching him most of his life. And, you know, I thought that Harry probably thought, well, I'm not going to be in any big position in this country. I might as well go and try and find a new life.
Yeah. Let's hear the latest clip, Bonnie, shall we, to be released by the network, in which Meghan Markle explains her relief at being able to speak to Oprah Winfrey.
As an adult who lived a really independent life, to then go into this construct that is different than I think what people imagine it to be, it's really liberating to be able to have the right and the privilege in some ways to be able to say yes.
And to say it for yourself. And not to have to consult with anybody at this point.
Yeah, to be able to just make a choice on your own and just be able to speak for yourself.
Well, what do you make of that, Bonnie? In a way, you're right.
No, this is what I just said. I mean, listen, she's a woman. She came over here. This is her second marriage. She's a woman in her mid-30s. She's made her own career, her own way, earned her own money. And you know, she probably thought, this is going to be great. I met the man I love, and I can make a contribution. And people telling her, people were saying to me, why are Meghan's shoes so weird? And I said, well, you know, she's so much shorter than Harry, and the photographers want you to be in a certain range. So they put her in these shoes, and they put her in a particular shoe so that she wouldn't have bunions. And, you know, these things start to pile up on you after a while.
What, the bunions?
Yeah, exactly. And she probably looked out of the window one rainy day and thought, what am I doing here? Yeah. What is this?
Well, then on that one, I wonder, was she a little bit naive in terms of what she was getting herself into? Not the relationship with Harry, but all of the other baggage that comes along with the palace.
Listen, I always say to people, if you want to know anything about royal genealogy, ask an American, okay? We know all this stuff. There is a complete obsession with the royal family, but it's the candy floss part of it. It's the gloss, you know, it's the thing we think it is. Americans know nothing about the monarchy. They know nothing about ordinary British life. They know nothing about marrying into a great family and the traditions. Absolutely nothing. And I think that probably somewhere in the back of Meghan's brain, she thought, well, maybe I can make a difference. Maybe I can do something different. But she's up against the household, which has people in it who served that family for generations. There's no way they were going to change track because of her. They don't do that for anybody. So I think she just probably thought, I can't deal with this.
Well, I wonder, will it force then, once they see the interview and once they see Meghan explain herself in her own words, will it force the UK public to begin to ask questions about the palace and the monarchy's role in UK society, I wonder?
There's always an element within the United Kingdom that does that. I mean, that's just really a natural thing. But what the royal family has done, and I have to say, George V changing their name to Windsor had to be up there with the top five brand revolutions of the 20th century. I mean, that was a blinding move. And He changed their name from their German family name to Windsor. So what began to happen, of course, was that the royal family tried to make us feel that they were, you know, an ordinary kind of middle class, come over for tea. I mean, they didn't, but that's what you sort of felt.
Yeah.
And then something really happens like this, and you start to see that that's not the truth at all. And it's not to put down the royal family or even the royal household. That's just the way it is.
That's just the
way
it is.
And she wasn't used to it.
Yeah, almost like the song, "That's Just the Way It Is." Can I ask you very briefly before we finish? We've talked about racism and how conservative the family is and so on. We've even talked about if Meghan is naive and so on. But one of the great ironies here is, I wonder, notwithstanding the fact that there's a female figurehead in the royal family, it's a very patriarchal society and culture.
Absolutely.
Was she gobbled up by that, I wonder, Meghan Markle?
More than likely. I think more than likely. I mean, the women, the female members who marry in, they, if they aren't given a title, they take their husband's name, so they're Princess Michael. You know, so I think probably who wore gollywog actually to Meghan's first lunch. So, you know, you sit there, I think, in the depth of herself, and she's going to have a long life, and she's going to have children, and she just thought, I can't.
Okay.
I can't do this.
In a word, will you watch it?
Of course.
It's
will
always
you?
It's well, I will, I suppose. Yeah, I will.
Of course you will.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Bonnie Greer. Thank you,
you
very much indeed.
Thank you.